today on a message I actually started last week on the month of Elul. And today this is the second part, or Elul 2. But I want to share a little story here. I think you'll find this kind of interesting here. All right? This is something I read the other day. There once was a woman who woke up one morning and looked in the mirror and saw that she only had 3 hairs on her head. "Great," she said. "I think I'll braid my hair today." And so she did, and she had a wonderful day. And the next day, she woke up and looked in the mirror and saw that she only had 2 hairs on her head. She said, "I guess I'll part my hair down the middle." So she did, and she had a wonderful day. The next day she woke up and looked in the mirror and saw that she only had 1 hair left on her head. "Wow," she said, "today I get to wear my hair in a ponytail." So she did, and she had a wonderful, wonderful day. The next day she woke up, looked in the mirror, and saw that there wasn't a single hair on her head. "Whew, thank God," she said. "I was running out of things to do with my hair." So what does this have to do with what I'm sharing today? It has to do with attitude. Attitude is everything. So let's be grateful for the things that God has given us, and let us have a wonderful day. Amen. So today, as I continue in Elul 2, we're going to cover some of those things dealing with readiness and watchfulness and our attitude. I think Rabbi Kahn, as he shared on the message earlier, that short little video we saw, I think a lot of it has to do with our attitude. How we're going to look at things. I mean, we could run around scared to death, like a chicken with its head chopped off, running all over, running in the walls, falling down. We could be like Chicken Little. "The sky is falling. The sky is falling." Do y'all remember Chicken Little? Yeah? Or we can have the attitude of trusting in God with all of our heart, leaning not upon our own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledging Him so that He will direct our path. And during these times we're in today, we need God to direct our path. So last week we began to look at the Hebrew month of Elul. And Elul actually begins tonight, which is August 15, at sundown, or as I like to say, moonrise. I like moonrise a little bit better. Amen. And this is what's known as Rosh Chodesh, or the new moon celebration, which is now ushering in this month of Elul. And as the new moon is sighted, Numbers chapter 10, verse 10 commands the blowing of the ram's horn, the shofar, to announce the new moon festival. However, during this month of Elul, this Hebrew month of Elul, the shofar is sounded every single day, which is leading us forward, leading us toward Rosh Hashanah, which is the head of the year, but really it means the feast of trumpets, which is on the first day of the Hebrew month of Tishri, which is coming. So this month of Elul is really seen as a period, a time of preparation, a time of readiness, a time of teshuvah, like Bob mentioned earlier, and that teshuvah means a repenting, and not just a repenting. When you repent, you also have to turn around, turn away from your sin. But you don't stop there, and now you got to turn back toward God. It's a returning to God, a time of introspection and a time of extended prayer. It's a time for mending of the soul. Now in Matthew 24, Yeshua spoke of the signs of the end of the age. And he told us that when you see all these things, you'll know that it is near, right at the door. And as I shared with you last week, I believe we are right at the door. The present period, this time that we're living in today, is a spiritual month of Elul. We're physically in this month now of Elul, where we're preparing for the High Holy Days, the Feast of Trumpets that is coming shortly. But we're also in a time period. I'm not trying to get all mystical and crazy and all that stuff, but we're in a spiritual time period where we need to be ready. We need to be preparing for what's going to happen. We need to be repenting of our sin. And as we heard earlier, and if you don't know Yeshua, if you don't know Jesus, you better find him quickly, because times are getting rough and times are getting bad, and you need to have the Lord in your life. And the second coming of Yeshua is going to be taking place before we even realize it. And Elul, this month, spiritual time period, is upon us. The return of the Messiah is near, and that great shofar blast is soon going to be heard. As it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, in verse 16 and 17, it says, "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the shofar call of God. And the dead who are in Messiah will be the ones who rise first. And after that, you and me, we who are still alive," it says, "and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air." Wow, that's cool, to meet him up in the air. Isn't it? That's so cool. We'll be soaring. We'll be leaving these earthly bodies, many of us bodies riddled with sickness, riddled with pain, bad knees, bad hearts, cancers, all these things. We'll be leaving these things behind, and we'll be rising to be with the Lord in that glorified body that he has for us. And it says that we're going to be with the Lord forever. Isn't that beautiful? Forever. It also tells us that we're to encourage one another with these words. I think this is the time that we're in today. We need to be encouraging one another and stop cutting each other down. Stop gossiping. Stop lying. Stop cheating. Stop stealing. Stop doing all the things of the flesh. And let's get into the Spirit. Let's get into the rock and get rid of the flesh already. Now, this is the time for introspection. This is the time of reviewing of our lives. This is the time for repenting and returning to God with holiness and purity of heart. And people, you know, we can't know. And I say this a lot because you got to know this. We can't know the exact time of the Messiah's return. But we can know the times we're in and the seasons preceding his coming. And as we see the times and the seasons we're in today, it can make our heart tremble. We can actually literally shake in our boots because we are in some wicked times. And yes, I agree fully. When the Supreme Court, those four judges of the Supreme Court made that decision, that changed everything of this nation. Everything. We are in serious times. And this country, this nation is in a dangerous place right now. And we need to be ready to meet our Maker, whenever that is. Ready for the Messiah's return. It's crucial that we cleanse our lives of all the wickedness that's there and all the impurities. And sometimes, you know how the way it's done with gold to get rid of the impurities, it has to be put on the fire. And that gold is melted. And it's melted, and all the dross, which is all the impurities, comes to the top and then it's removed. We need to be put in the fire so that those impurities can be removed from our lives, so that we could be as the gold, pure and shiny and beautiful. That's what God wants. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. He wants us to fill our lives with holiness and godliness. And God is allowing us this spiritual time period that we're in today, the spiritual period of Elul, which deals with readiness and preparation to get ourselves right for the imminent return of our King. And we left off last week seeing that the spiritual month of Elul is also a time of readiness. And Yeshua said in Matthew 24 and verse 42, the same chapter which I read a moment ago, "Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come." So we need to be prepared. We need to be ready for that day, so that when that great shofar, that ram's horn blows, that we will respond to its call and that we will soar to be with the Lord, meeting Him in the air, being with Him for all eternity. Now, I want us to be people who soar like wings of eagle, soar to meet the Lord in the air. I don't want you to be turkeys.
Hallelujah.
Turkeys are fat. They can barely walk. They certainly can't fly. And they're only good to be killed and eaten. You need to be eagles and soar. Thank you, Lord. Yeshua also said in Matthew 24, verse 43, "But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night that the thief was coming, he would keep watch and would not have his house broken into." So also, you must be ready. You, all of you here, you must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you don't expect Him. Believe me, it's coming. And the more increase of wickedness that we see upon this earth, this country, the more it's going to quicken the return. It's telling us we're getting closer and closer to that time. The coming of the Messiah will be as unexpected as that of that thief in the night. Rav Shaul, the Apostle Paul, exhorts us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, in verse 4. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 4, "But you, brothers, you are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief." You should not be in darkness. Nobody in this room should be in darkness. But it goes on to say, you are the sons, and I'll add the daughters, the sons and daughters of the light, and sons and daughters of the day. Going on, it says, so then, let us not be like others. In other words, like all the rest of the world around us who don't understand, who don't know, who don't realize what's going on. All the others who are asleep. They're asleep. Our government is asleep. Our president is asleep. Congress is snoring away. The Supreme Court, they're in a coma. But let us, it says, be alert. We are to be alert. We need to be a watchman on the wall. Alert, it says, and self-controlled. And it goes on to say, putting on faith and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet. Again, this is going what we just saw. Faith, he mentioned. Faith is what we need to have for these times that are going to take place. You know, people may laugh at us. Say, there's no God. You crazy believers, Christians, whatever you are, Messianic, Jews, Gentiles, you crazy. There's no God. Yeshua, Jesus is not going to return. He never existed. He's a fairy tale. People will tell you this. They may ridicule you, pronounce you as ignorant. I've heard many times, you Christians are just a bunch of ignorant people believing in fairy tales. They'll call you foolish. They'll say that you're stupid. That you believe such things as this. Mere fairy tales. You know what? They said the same thing 2,000 years ago. The very same thing. When Yeshua walked the earth and when he went to be with the Father, the Romans, the others, they said the same thing. You fools. Shimon Kepha, Peter, says in the Second Peter chapter 3, verse 3. First of all, you must understand that in the last days scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, where is this coming that he promised? Don't they say that today still? 2,000 years ago, where is this coming he promised? And it goes on to say, ever since our fathers died, everything goes on just as it has since the beginning of creation. Nothing's changed. Where's your Yeshua? He's not coming back, you crazy, foolish people. These scoffers, as well as those today, are saying, since it has not occurred up till this time, it's never going to happen. And Shimon Kepha says, Peter, he tells us that they're deliberately forgetting, they deliberately forgot God's word. And they're ignoring God's divine intervention in humanity. They may not see it, but God is intervening in humanity as I speak. God's hand is intervening in this world today, if they like it or not. And Peter goes on to remind us in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 10. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends, my amigos, my mishpacha, my family here. With the Lord, a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient. Goes on to say, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear like a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire. You know, as I read the book of Revelation, it sounds a lot like Sodom and Gomorrah again. Fire raining down, sulfur raining down upon the earth, and the people and the cities and everything burning up. And the earth, it says, and everything in it will be laid bare. Scary times coming. You know, God doesn't view time as we do, as humans do. God stands above time, with the result that when time is seen in the light of eternity, an age, however long that age is, appears no longer than one short day. And a day seems no shorter than a long age. Since time is purely relative with God, God waits patiently. While we as human beings, we stew and with impatience, and when's it going to happen, and I don't see anything happening, and what's going on, I can't wait anymore, and so we get ourselves in all sorts of trouble. And we seek crazy things, looking for mystical answers, hidden books of the Bible to tell us about prophetic things that are going to take place because we need something other than the Bible? No. God is patient. And we need to be patient. And the answer is here in God's Word, exactly what's going to happen. But it's not going to be in our time. It's going to be in God's timing. And Peter goes on to say in verse 11, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. Speed its coming. You mean we can speed its coming? If we live godly and holy lives, if we go through teshuva, repentance, and turning to God, that will speed the coming of Messiah. It's important for us to note that the day of God may be sped up by God's people as they speed up the accomplishment of his purposes here on earth. Since he is waiting for all who come to repentance, the sooner believers bring other people, the unsaved, to the Lord, the sooner that day is going to dawn. That means that we all have a part to play in this. And Peter continues in verse 14, so dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless and blameless and at shalom, at peace with him. And he goes on to say, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men. In other words, false teachers and false prophets. And fall from your secure position. We have plenty of them today. They're on the radio. They're on the TV. They have a great gathering of people who are not looking for the truth. They're only looking for an easy way to become rich or blessed. Not willing to go through the hard work of repentance. And a lot lot of these people, they don't preach on repentance. Nobody wants to hear a message on repentance. Nobody wants to be told you're a sinner. Everyone looking at me? You're sinners. Every one of you in this room are sinners. Don't think you're right before God because you're not right before God. I'm not right before God. None of us. Our righteousness is like filthy rags before God. The only righteousness we have is Yeshua. That's where we get our righteousness. And we pray that we'll be wrapped in His righteousness. Thank you, Lord. You know, Yeshua warned the congregation in Sardis in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 3. And He says these words in Revelation 3, 3. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Obey it and repent. In other words, you need to go through teshuvah, that repentance, that returning to God. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. Are you asleep? There's some of you out there who are asleep. You don't want to hear it. You're out there, and maybe you think, I'm right with God. I know scriptures. I can pray. I know this and that. Don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. Are you faithful to the things of God? Are you faithful in prayer? Are you faithful in the reading of your word? Are you faithful in fasting? Are you faithful in sitting in His presence? Are you faithful in your tithes and offerings? 10% of your gross? Are you faithful in every area of your life? Or are you going to pick and choose where you should be faithful and where you shouldn't be faithful? And what commandments you should keep and what commandments you should not keep? There's a whole lot of commandments in here. Not just in the Torah that has 613, but in the Brit Chadashah, the new covenant of Scripture, there's a whole lot of commandments that are in there. Which ones are you going to follow? Which ones are you going to pick and choose? Don't fool yourselves. You've got a long, long way to go. Yeshua exhorts us in Luke chapter 12, verse 35. Be dressed, be ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like men waiting for their master to return. And it will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. We need to be ready and waiting for when He comes. In the parable of the 10 virgins, Yeshua remarked to the foolish ones who were not prepared to meet Him, who begged Him to open the door for them. I tell you the truth, I don't know you. I don't know you. And He goes on to say, therefore keep watch because you don't know the day or the hour. Don't be those who are banging on the door. Let me in. Let me in. Let me in. It's too late. It's too late. Now is the time that you need to get your life right. In Mark chapter 13, in verse 32, Yeshua says, Mark 13, 32, no one knows about that day or our, not even the angels in heaven, not even the Son, but only the Father. And He says, be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time is going to come. Therefore, keep watch, because you don't know when the owner of the house, in other words, this house also, our temple, our bodies, will come, when He'll come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or at dawn. If He comes suddenly, do not let Him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. And I can't tell you more, or again, as many times, wake up already. So many out there are sleeping. You think you're wide awake. You think you're alert. You think you know it all. You're ready. And you're so steeped in sin, and you don't even know it. You don't like hearing that, huh? The day is approaching when the Son of Man will come in all His glory with all the angels of God. Yeshua will sit on His throne in heavenly glory, and all of us here will be gathered before Him. And it says that He'll separate one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will put the sheep on His right, and He put the goats on His left. And Yeshua will say to those on the right, looking toward His sheep, come, you who are blessed by My Father. Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. Then He'll say to those on the left, the goats, depart from Me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. You know what? I pray I scare the hell out of you.
Thank you.
All right?
Amen.
Praise you, Lord. In the book of Revelation 21:27, John, Yohanan, tells us that only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will enter the New Jerusalem. Is your name written on the Lamb's Book of Life? As we're approaching the end here, Yeshua tells us in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 4 that they who have not soiled their clothes. Now you can look at that a lot of ways, soiling your clothes. That you've been involved in all sorts of evil and wickedness and became unclean, or it could be you pooped on yourself. And I don't mean that to be disgusting, but we do that to ourselves. And we have to stop doing it. And we need to get ourselves right and clean before God. They will walk with Me, dressed in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes will be like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out His name from the book of life, but will acknowledge His name before My Father and His angels. Listen, while we're in this spiritual time period, spiritual month, this period of time of Elul, the Lord is telling us, all of us here, to prepare ourselves. To get ready for the imminent return of Messiah Yeshua. The Lord is telling us here that we need to be watchful and we need to be alert. We need to pray that the Ruach Elohim, the Spirit and the breath of the living and enduring God, will indwell each one of us richly and fully, that He will empower us so that we are prepared and ready for the day of His return, for that great shofar call of God. Listen, my responsibility before God is to tell you these things. I can be up here telling you how to get rich, how to have diamonds on your fingers, what to invest in, sell you books, all these things that you see in TVs and radio, all this stuff. My job is to tell you the truth, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's my job, to set you free. Thank you, Lord. next week, we're going to continue because we're working toward the High Holy Day, the Feast of Trumpets, Yom Kippur, Sukkot.